Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on His Heart Speaks. This is Prophetess Carolyn today, and we are so excited for this new season, this season that we are in, holiday season, the season where our Savior was born. And when we think about the holiday season, we think about giving, because you know why? Because Jesus gave his life for us. And so we want to be givers. And today I am so honored to have my sister, my friend, Evangelist Yvonne Lovelady. She is an awesome woman of God. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. So we're just so excited to have you on. This, I have to tell you, you are my first guest live on His Heart Speaks. And so I was a bit nervous. I said, Jesus, I hope she can hear me and I can hear her. So I'm excited about it today. Amen. And having you on with us, I just want to share with you guys a little bit about Evangelist. She is an awesome woman of God. I met her, I believe it was last year, through APIA. Through the apostles Kevin and Candace Ford, and we connected automatically there instantly, because she has a heart for God and she has a love for the people of God, and you can just hear the excitement in her voice when God gives her assignments and give her new strategies and new ideas. She's just so excited about that, and I love when people get excited about the things of God, because I know me, sometimes I'd be so excited, I'm just about to bounce off walls. And so when I encounter people who are men and women of God who are excited about the things of God and helping people and loving on people and sharing Christ, I get excited about that as well. And so as we always do, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for an opportunity to be on the air today. We just thank you, Lord God, that you're such an awesome God, and we're just loving on you so much today, Lord. We thank you for this season, a season of love, a season of your birth, your birthday, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We honor you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So welcome, Evangelist. How are you today?
I am doing great.
Good. I wanted to just jump into, start talking about evangelism. I know that you have a love for the people of God. I know that you have a heart for the homeless. I see it all the time on the postings, and I hear about it. It's just an awesome thing that you are doing, you know, because you have your family, you have your school, you're working with your children and your track and field and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yet and still, you still have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God and the people of God, and that is just so exciting. So why don't you tell us, how did you feel when God first called you into evangelism? What were your feelings? What were your thoughts? What were your emotions? Because, you know, sometimes we kind of get scared. You know, we're like, what? You sure you want me to go where and do what? And so share with us a little bit about, you know, how you were feeling when God first called you into the ministry of evangelism.
Okay, Prophetess Carolyn, it started really at the age of 9. I would always have a heart just for senior citizens, the less fortunate, and just like the underserved people for some reason. And as I got mm-hmm. older, I kept up, you know, I kept going, and that thing in my heart, I just had that passion for. So as I got a little bit older, I got to college, and I still had that passion. So one day when I had got saved for real, I started mm-hmm. hearing God's voice, and he would say things like, you know, feed my sheep, and I would write things down as he tells me, as he says it. So, and finally, you know, other people, as I got older and walking this walk out, they would say, they'll call me evangelist. And here I am, no, mm-hmm. I don't want to be no evangelist. I just want to just work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I don't want that title, you know. Mm-hmm. So here I am just working behind the scenes. So God kept coming strong to me, and I kept writing things down, put on this, or a revival coming up, or feed and clothes. So I said, okay, God, I think I'm going to take this serious now, because before I wasn't taking stuff serious. So mm-hmm. one day I said, okay, God, I'm going to submit to you. I'm going to obey. I'm going to say yes. I am going to embrace this calling you have for me. So if you want me to be an evangelist, I'm going to be the best evangelist that I can be. So
right.
He said, well, you're going to get ordained. I'm like, well, who's going to ordain mm-hmm. me? So one day in my sleep, I saw Apostle Candace Ford's face just as clear. Mm-hmm. And that whole week, so finally mm-hmm. I gave her a call, and she said, yes, Yvonne, that's true, because it had to catch up with you. You had to hear God for yourself. So as of last year, a year and a half ago in New York, she ordained me as of an evangelist. And I, after that, I took that call serious.
Amen.
Embracing
Amen.
And walking in and out. So.
Amen. That's so awesome. That is so awesome. I remember when you shared that with me, and I thought I was going to jump through the phone. I was just so excited. So just so excited. You know, so many people, and I like how you said, you know, it's not about titles, and it's really not.
Right.
It's really not. You know, people sometimes get it twisted, and they're like, you know, well, I don't have, you know, I'm not being called, you know, as an evangelist, or I don't have the title of an evangelist or a prophet or apostle or a bishop,
right.
You know. But really, God has already given us that mandate. We've already been commissioned, you know, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's
right.
not about whether you have a title or not. We've all, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then you are commanded to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That makes you an evangelist right then and there, because of the simple fact you are going about doing kingdom business, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, reaching souls, you know, for the kingdom. And so we get so caught up in titles, and I like how you said, you know, you like to stay in the background. I feel you, because I would, oh my God, I love to stay in the background. I'm like, Jesus, can I just stay there? I mean, why I got to move up, you know? So I definitely understand, but isn't it awesome when we do come to the realization that, okay, this is God speaking. This is what he's called us to do. Isn't it awesome, and isn't it an awesome feeling just to know that people are being saved through the things that, you know, God is calling you to do? I know that makes you feel really, really awesome, you know, really good that you're being obedient, because, you know, I commend you on that, how you walk in obedience and you hear the voice of God and you hear what God is telling you to do, and you, you know, you accept the call, and, you know, and yes, sometimes we struggle with it. I mean, it'll be a lie to say we don't, you know, but, you know, because you're being truthful and you're being honest, and I really appreciate that, but you're going forth and you're doing the things that God has called you to do, and we give glory to God for that. My other question I wanted to ask you, because this question right here is really important, because so many people are doing this in this hour because of the times that we are living in. But why do you think so many believers, and I quote believers, why do you think so many of us shun away or run away from evangelism, evangelism, knowing that it is a commandment from God? Why do you think that happens?
Well, you know, Prophet Killer, I really think it's a combination of reasons. I think number one is fear. I think
mm-hmm.
fear of rejection, or fear, the confidence, I can't, what am I supposed to say, or mm-hmm. just not confident. And fear can really paralyze you. So just like you say, what shuns you away from evangelism and know it's a commandment? Some people know it's a commandment, but
mm-hmm.
they just don't do it.
Right.
I think it's a lack of knowledge also, too. And I think in Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed because lack of knowledge. I think they
right.
don't have a knowledge of it. And I think in this season, God is going to bring in evangelists or those who are great to teach the people how to go out and witness, how to
right.
you know,
right.
talk to the people, how to go get them. Because in that scripture, and I think it's Matthew 16:15, it says, go, it's a commandment. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And when he said go means you have to move from place to place or to another point. And I even
mm-hmm.
went back to describe command. Command is, it's a given of order. Jesus said, go, is to tell, is to direct, and is to instruct. So I think
mm-hmm.
it's fear that's keeping us on the back. Because
right.
I think it's
right.
it's easier for us to evangelize to our friends and our family because we're familiar with them. But when we go to,
mm-hmm.
you know, go out to the world and try to evangelize, it's hard. It's fear. It's fear gripping. They don't know what to say.
Right. You know, that's awesome. That is so very true. Fear does cripple us. You know, I remember a time where we went out one Saturday, and we were in we were in the neighborhood that my kids and I had lived in the Belton area, a lot of people, they were saying how it was drug infested, and you know, and you to call it the ghetto or whatever, you know what I mean. And so there were some guys standing out there, and you can tell what they were doing, indulging in some activity, because you can smell the smoke. But, you know, I, of course, wasn't scared because I've been there before, you know. But some of the ladies that I was with, Miss Yvonne, it was so funny because they were like, I'm not going over there. And you know me and my big mouth. Well, I'm going over there, you know. You know, and that's a trip, because it trips me out, because if we are afraid, you know, to reach out to people who may be in a different area or come from a different background, or who don't look like us, or who don't walk like us or talk like us,
right,
how are we supposed to, you know, reach them? You know, I mean, Jesus went everywhere, you know, and he did the will of the Father. And so I like how you put emphasis on fear. You know, fear really does cripple us, but we're not thinking about the fact that this is a commandment from God. And if God has given us that commandment, you know, and told us to go a particular place, you know, surely he is going to put his hand of protection around us. And so that, you know, that keeps us crippled when we don't hear, when we don't adhere to the voice of God and do what he has called us to do. And then I hear what you say, that we're not confident, you know, our people perish, mm-hmm, because of a lack of knowledge. That is so very true, because if we don't know the word of God, we can't go out there talking about Jesus saved, and then somebody said, okay, well, how you know that? You know, people these days, especially young people, they want you to tell them how you know it. They want you to show them in the Bible. I mean, you know what I mean? So we have to be ready, you know, to answer those questions, and not from our own point of view, but showing them in the Word of God. Even if we don't do it, but take them to John 3:16. At least take them to somewhere, and then when we take them there, at least be able to break it down to them, and you know, so that they can understand it. So if we're not confident in anything else, at least be confident in that scripture, you know. Now, not staying there, but, you know, at least for starters, we'll have something to go on. And it's so important, you know, that we know the word of God. What I've learned is that, you know, everybody learns at their own pace. They learn at a different pace. Everybody are not fast learners, and everybody are not slow learners. But what I have embraced, you know, becoming a teacher, is that, you know, meet the people where they are, you know, help them grow where they are. You know, everybody can't read the King James Version and get an understanding. I'm going to be the first one to raise my hand and say, some of that I don't understand, you know, because I don't understand all the thou and the, you know what I'm saying, but I can go to another translation and put it together and read it, you know, so that I can get understanding. And so, when we're doing our evangelism, I think it's so important that we let the people know, you know, that it's okay for you to start from ground zero, but you don't have to stay there. And most of the time, this is what's going to lead me to my next question. Most of the time, we invite people to the church. We just want them to come to the church, you know, but what about inviting them to Christ? What about inviting them to, you know, accept Christ, to learn of him for themselves, you know, how to become personally, you know, intimate with the Lord? You know, give me some insight, you know, on that, you know, as far as, you know, us inviting people to church, because, you know, we can do that really well. Oh, come to my church, you know what I mean? And it's not about the church. The church is just a building. You know, we hear so many people, come to my church. Well, what if that's not the church God wants them to go to? I'm like this. All of my kids does not go worship at the same place that I go to. And I used to get so angry with them, you know, why are you not going to church? Blah, 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 blah. But then I grew up. I mean, just keeping it real, I grew up, and the Lord began to deal with me about that, you know, and he began to show me how to approach that. And so what I tell them, listen, whatever church you go to, ask the Lord to lead you to the church that he wants you to be at. Because if we're constantly telling our kids, you have to come worship with me at this church because this, you know, this is the normal, you know what I mean? Families worship together. That is so not always true. You know, just because we worship in different places does not mean that we are not worshiping the same God. As long as that man or woman of God is preaching from the word of God, you know, you understand what I'm saying? You know, then that's all that matters, as long as they're growing. And so how can we approach this thing with stop without, you know, because, you know, you and I both can say point blank, just stop inviting people to church and tell them to go where God wants them to go. We can tell them that, you know, but everybody don't, they can't receive it like that. They don't understand it. So I want you to take this time to encourage the people to not just go to church, but to go where the Lord is leading them. Can you just encourage them for a minute for me?
Yes. Also, God has given me a way to get people to come to church, not just come invite, you know, to a event. But he said, I want to use your testimony. He said, every testimony is a soul. And Revelation 21:11 says that, and they overcame him by the blood and by the word of their testimony. God wants mm-hmm. us to use our testimony, what we've been
yeah.
through, to invite people in. And then as they hear our testimony and whatever God delivers us from, you know, if God can deliver you from that, he can help me then. And that's the open door when you share your testimony with others. It don't always
yeah.
have to be come to my church. Just share your testimony. And that should do it.
Right. That's awesome. That is awesome. I love that. I love that because, as you were saying, we all have different testimonies, you know, and I noticed that the more I share, you know, or we as a people of God, the more we share our testimony with people, the more, you know, that they see the God in us and they see how God works in us and through us. And everybody's struggle is not the same, but everybody has a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it'll be a lie to say we can go through life without a struggle. That the devil is a liar. I don't know what life you're living, but if you're going through life, there's going to be some kind of struggle, you know. But it's good when the people, you know, when people can look and see how God has delivered us and how he has done miracles in our lives and how he's healed
mm-hmm.
us. And, you know, not just healing in the body, but healing in the mind, because some people are struggling with some issues in their mind, you know, in their thought process. And God has shown himself to be mighty by delivering them. And so it's awesome when we can go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, through our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I love that scripture. That's one of the scriptures that I really love, but I love that scripture. I want you to share with the listeners, the callers, about your ministry with the homeless. I just love how you guys go and feed. Oh, I just get so excited. And when you and I were talking on the phone the other day, and remember when I told you, I said, if I could just get on the plane and just go over there.
Right.
With Miss Eva, I'm telling you, my husband would probably be like, look, now, when are you going to be home? But I'm just saying. But, you know, I thank God for him, though, really, because he's an encourager as well. He's a supporter. But I was talking to you the other day, and we were talking about that, you know, I just love how I see the pictures, you know, where you're going, you're feeding the families and you're doing something, you are helping, you know, your ministry was helping, you know, with the gifts for the children. And oh my God, it is so exciting to see, you know, those things taking place. And, you know, the one thing that really gets me excited is that I know for a fact that you are not doing this to get glory from man. I know for a fact that you are doing this to honor God, to give God all the glory. And that
yes.
is such an awesome thing when you know without a doubt that that person is doing it. You know, they're doing kingdom business to glorify God. And so I just want to, you know, praise God for your obedience again. But go ahead and share with us about your ministry and with the homeless. And then I also want you to share, like, if there's a PayPal account or something set
okay.
up, because at the end I am going to share with that with the callers, and then also share how we the callers can get connected to you on through your social media, whatever social media or websites that you have.
Okay. The ministry God has given me, it's called Love and Care Outreach International Ministry, and our mission is to feed, clothe, and encourage the less fortunate. Our vision is to win souls one at a time through the Holy Spirit, and which includes preaching the gospel to the poor and healing the brokenhearted. We also work in the area of Lake County, Cook County area, and I just got a connection last week for Africa for orphanage out there. So we're going to start a partnership up with orphanage in Africa, and there's also 5 states the Lord's going to send the ministry to. And next week, we're going to leave out going to Detroit, Michigan. There's a shelter in Michigan we're going to partnership up with next week.
That's awesome.
Also, too, the ministry, what we also do is we feed at First United Methodist Church. That's in Waukegan. We feed up to 50 people every Tuesday night. We also partnership with PATH, which they're closed now, but we were feeding them every Tuesday night on site dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
also partnership up with Catholic Charities. It's a gift program, and we've been doing that since 2010. We also
awesome.
Partnership up with Catholic Charities. It's a self-sufficiency program for single women, getting them
mm-hmm.
you know, back on target, jobs and homes and apartments.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. For what we do. I like it every summer when the Holy Spirit had gave me a couple years ago. We do every summer. It's called It's Your Day, You're Not Forgotten. We just want to encourage
awesome.
The people, let them know they are not forgotten. And we give
Amen.
Them gifts. We pray for them. And that's an exciting time for summer when we go and support them for the
mm-hmm.
summer. Then in the wintertime, we go out and give out hats and gloves. For those who are cold, we go walk down the street in North Chicago and Zion to make sure they have the appropriate clothing for the winter. So
mm-hmm.
also I'm on social media, Facebook. If you type in Love and Care Outreach International Ministry, that's my page. And on that web page, you can click on, this is the website here, is www.lcoiministry.org.
Okay.
That's the social media information.
Okay. That is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Ms. Yvonne, you have been a blessing to us. Everything that God is doing through you, his servant, it's just wonderful to see. You know, and it's one of those selfless acts, you know what I'm saying, because you're not thinking
mm-hmm.
about you. You're thinking about the people of God and what they stand in need of. And that is so imperative that we as believers, that we do that. It doesn't, as we stated from the beginning of our broadcast, it's not about, I'm sorry, it's not about a title. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It has everything to do with our obedience and in our heart, you know, and then also our motives. Because, you know, sometimes people can do things with a different motive in mind. And unfortunately, we are experiencing that in the hour that we're living in, because we know that these are perilous times that we're living in. And so when you hear, when we run across people, when the Lord allows us to come in connection with people such as yourself who are doing things out of motives that are good motives, you understand what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
that are doing things
right.
that glorify God, you know, that's an awesome thing right there. And so I want to encourage you to keep on doing what God has called you to do. I see some great things in store for you. You just keep on remaining obedient. And just doing the work of the Lord. I love how we talk and you just be cracking me up. Miss Yvonne, you are such a joy, because when I listen to you when we're talking on the phone and we're having our conversations, and how you explain what the Lord is doing and what he showed you, I'm telling you, that joy, I just have to laugh. I said, God, look at her, Jesus. She excited, you know, and that really is. It's such an awesome thing when we can do things, when we can embrace what God has called us to do with such joy and such excitement, and we're not going in and saying, oh, Lord, he just told me to do this again. I guess I better go. You know, I mean, and unfortunately, people are doing that. You know, they're like, good Lord, what do you want me to do next? You know, they don't understand. They're not there yet. They ain't ready. They ain't ready. Because anytime we have to question why God wants us to do something, you know, not saying that we don't have to question. God wants us to answer, you know, ask questions. But when we have to question his plan, when we have to, you know, when we accept the task or the challenge, but we accept it with a complaining spirit, you know, we might as well not even accept that thing. We might as well just let it be and let God go on and let somebody else do it. And we know for a fact that when we don't answer the call of God and do what he's called us to do out of obedience, he will quickly pass us by and go ahead and give it to somebody else. Either way, his plan is going to be done. His will is going to be done. And so, again, I want to encourage you to keep on doing what God has called you to do. You are an awesome woman of God. I just love your spirit. I love your obedience. I love the kindness that you have for the people of God, and how you connect with them, just letting them know that they are not forgotten. So we want to just pray that, you know, you continue to do the things that God has called you to do. I know that he has great elevation in store for you. So you guys, listen, if you need to go back to the recording to find out how to, give, if the Lord leads you to sow a seed, what is that, www.lcoiministry.org. Is that correct, Miss Yvonne?
Correct.
Okay, and is there a way that they can go on there to, like, make a donation? Is there a button there they can go and make a donation or sow a seed?
Okay. Contact us, and there's a donation button there,
Awesome, awesome. So, listen, guys, whatever amount, you know, most of the time, you know, people, when you hear something about sow a seed, you know, you're thinking $100 or $50, $1,000. Listen, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, this ministry, you know, can take whatever you, whatever the Lord leads you to give. Just go to the website. Again, it's www.lcoiministry.org and get connected and sow a seed. Help someone else during this holiday season, and not just this season, all year around. We want to be givers, you know, especially in this hour, though. But we want to be able to bless the woman of God and the ministry that she has put her hands to. So we thank you guys. This is all we have for today. We want to thank you guys for joining in on the line. Miss Yvonne, we want to thank you, Evangelist Yvonne. We want to thank you for joining in with us for my first interview. I believe it went well. We want to thank all the callers for joining in, and we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. Don't forget to love on someone today, and remember to go ye therefore preach the gospel to all the nations. That's what we're supposed to do, baptizing them, making disciples of men, sharing the word of God, teaching the word of God, speaking the word of God. And remember, it does not take a title to do that. It only takes your obedience. That is all God is asking for, is our obedience. And so we praise God for you joining in on the line today, and we thank God for you. And we'll see you on next Monday on His Heart Speaks with Prophetess Carolyn. You guys have a wonderful and blessed remainder of the day. Bye-bye.